Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
No. What's up, y'all?
What up, Pat?
What's up, Patty?
Hey, have y'all seen Beef?
Yes.
No, I need to watch it. Is it good?
It's hysterical. The show's hysterical.
Did you make it all the way?
I'm done with it, yes.
All right, don't give me no spoilers. I haven't watched it yet. Relax.
No spoilers. No spoilers. It's good until the last episode that I didn't need it.
Wait, why you didn't like the last? It was a little weird.
I didn't need it.
Wait, is it a limited series or is it like a series?
I think it's
first
gonna
first season, 10 episodes.
Yeah,
I think that the show is so good. I think they're trying to hook you to another season, trying to sell it.
Really? I don't know what else they could do for another season.
It's called Beef. It's not a specific name. You can create beef.
Yeah, if they just scrapped the characters and started over and made it so that just because the whole thing is about just like one small thing, snowballing. No, it's about one small thing snowballing into like a whole bunch of other stuff. So I feel like you could run that back with different people.
Right.
They gonna do it with Latinos next. All right, Lulu, you up?
Afro Latina.
Latina Beef. You
know what? So let me point out my ignorance, Lulu. Afro Latina means black and
Asian.
Yeah.
I know Latina, but why you know if it's like Dominican, Puerto Rican? Is it all of them?
All of them that have black. Anybody that's black.
Is black and Mexican Afro Latina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Aren't they
what
not?
Black well, what is the Afro about? Even black people don't say Afro, though.
I was just about to say that. When I was a kid, I thought it was Latinos that had Afros until somebody explained to me that.
Are we Afro-Americans?
Yeah, no, that, you know, in the 90s, that's what we were, Afro-American. That's what they used to call it.
Here's what throws me off. African-American is like respecting the both whole names as the combination. But Afro and then Latino seem like you're more Latino than Afro because it's not African Latino. That's all I'm trying to say. Because it's like cherry Pepsi. You know what I'm saying? Like you're a Pepsi. You just so happen to have a couple drops of cherry flavor. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not a whole new cherry pop. You're not cherry Pepsi 50. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'd be like, oh, okay. That's what's up. I just, for somebody who don't know, that's what I hear. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Can't you make that same argument with African-American? You American with some drops of
I'm Chicago Black.
African. It's literally you're African.
I know, but wait a minute though, CP. Back in the 90s, we was called Afro-Americans. Like the whole,
that's not enough information. We that's just I've an never, American with an Afro.
Yes, we were. Like the whole push coalition, that's what it was. It was Afro-Americans, and then we turned to African-Americans.
I'm from Detroit. We was niggas. We was African-Americans. We were Negroes. Like, it was never, you know, Afro-American. I've never said that as growing up.
I swear to you, in the 80s, early 90s, it was Afro-American.
Meanwhile, Lulu ain't said a word yet.
Because y'all just been doing all the Hispanic explaining. So
I'm not explaining nothing. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I always wonder why they don't use the whole African. That's all African Latino.
Well, honestly, to be quite honest, this movement started like a couple years ago. My whole life, I just been a Latina. I've been Hispanic. It wasn't until a couple years ago I got reprimanded and was like, you gotta say you Afro-Latino because you have, your ancestors are derived from Africans. We all are, like, for my people, it's like from Jamaicans, other Caribbeans that before the slave trade hit the United States, the Americas, it passed through us first. So we just slaves that got off first off the boat and stayed there and stayed in the Caribbeans. So we're just derivative from the ancestors of African, of Africa, basically. So I have some pigment in my skin. So I have to say that I have African descendants.
How y'all hair get like that then?
You sound like a real hater. Like,
yes.
He mean like growing past your 30s.
What? Well, on my grandma, on my mother's side, my people come from Venezuela. My parents are from Martinique. Like on that side, and my father's side is Jamaica and some other shit. So very islandy. So yeah. I don't know what else to tell you, Dion. You seem very confused.
I will ask Meg, but I know she bought that one.
I need to pick up a book. See, I knew you can't even ask questions.
Dion, somebody, don't talk about nobody's hair because you have the lack thereof. All right.
Damn. You woke up with hating your voice this morning, Dion.
Dion lacks hair.
Yeah. Shut up before
Dion lack thereof hair.
Is that how you complete this phrase? Was your name a whole time a puzzle? Complete this phrase, Dion lack. And it's like, what is it? In his hair.
Yeah. So when you see those Cubans and Dominicans and Puerto Ricans that be black and speak Spanish, they just got some African ancestors that settled in those places and voila.
Got a little Afro in them.
Exactly. That's all that is.
How is that even hard? Why is this a conversation? That's so self-explanatory.
That's why I can't say I'm African.
Because I wasn't talking about that. I mean, that is self-explanatory, obviously.
That's why I can't say I'm African American. I didn't even
explain the genome. Like, yeah, there's some, you know, some black people that with
me. I can't say I'm African American because I don't have any African ancestors that were in America. Like, I'm first generation here, so I don't have any ties to the African lifestyle slavery here in America. We over there in Panama, we had different kind of slavery.
So Afro.
So we got some Africa in us, man. We got a little pinch, like a little baby, like Salt Bay of Africa.
I know, y'all are...
I don't think the word Afro is good enough. Because Jewish people have Afros.
My family
as well.
From Wales, nigga. What's up?
No,
I am.
People hating I'm your Welsh. Voice. Today, I don't like that shit.
You also said you're Chinese, but you're like 3%, Pat. That don't even count at this point.
But I got Welsh. I got Welsh in me.
What, you got 4% Welsh?
Like 30?
This nigga said he's Chinese. I didn't know.
He did. You didn't say that. He was like, I'm 3% Chinese. Don't even say that.
I mean, it came back on the sheet, though. So argue with my spit. Because that's what they analyzed.
How did you feel when you did that shit, bro? Do you feel like they have you in a database now or
hey
something?
You know what's crazy, I am a little hesitant about it. So my brother wanted to do it and he's my blood brother, so I just took
all it takes is for one of y'all to do it, and the whole thing is
that's how I felt like, yeah. I just looked at his answers and I was like, oh okay, I'm probably mostly
wait
too.
Did you copy on a scantron your answers?
Yeah. I didn't do it at all. I was just like, what'd you get?
Because your fucking brother is you.
That's hilarious.
Where are you from?
What'd you do? Okay, I'm from 23 and me?
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
You did 22 and him.
You feel like it was accurate? Because I want to do that shit.
23 and him.
They're going to put you in the database, when you don't fall for it.
But also, how easy would it be to get us in the database? Like, people be acting like it's hard to get.
We have cell phones, man. We put everything in our phone anyway.
Yeah, but not our prints.
We got face. We got the sweat when you put your fingerprint on it. They got everything on already.
Yo, our phones might have a little spit detector, fucking like analyzer. Man, I read some crazy shit the other day, man. Fucking around with these conspiracy theories, and they were saying how like the government knows that, like, when people die, these souls of these people are coming back, and they're looking for certain people, and that's why they, like, are blood testing babies. Like, they could tell in your blood, like, your soul type. Bro, that shit was crazy. But it was basically saying, like, there are people who were a danger to, like, the government or to intelligence or whatever, who were killed, and their souls get brought back, and they're scouring the earth for these people to find them again. It's like a thing. And you would, like, you would know these kids are, like, they're, like, watched their whole life.
Lula's like, so this gonna be her next pilot.
What's it called?
Is this sound like a good ass show? Wait, tell me season one.
I gotta find it on my YouTube. I gotta find it on my YouTube, like, history, but it fucked me up. And they were saying how basically, like, they, like, watch you your whole life. You'll notice, like, yeah, you have the same teacher, or there'll be, like, a principal. It's like motherfuckers is, like, watching this kid because they understand that this kid has, like, this.
It's like a returning Malcolm X type shit.
Exactly. And, like, whether or not he realized it, or, you know what I'm saying, what he turns into, it's deep. I was like,
what if they come back a different race?
I guess it don't matter.
Malcolm X can't be white.
Look. They talk about how they take your baby away into that room. We're going to give the mother some rest. And they basically be, like, scanning, looking for this fucking, this soul to come back.
Good-ass show, CP.
What do you test for when you try to find the soul?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
They got a special thermometer.
Man.
And the baby's born with, like, Malcolm X's glasses. It's just like, hey, this is him.
Don't get it.
You say what?
He was born to two white parents with these Malcolm X glasses on. And, like, it's him.
Hey, man, for real. For real. But, yo, like, conspiracy theories like that, like Lulu said, even if it's fake, that's such a dope concept in a good show.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's shit that you want to be real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, man, I be thinking, well, I be having show ideas. If I say a show idea on here, ain't that a record of the fact that I said it? And can't we just use that? Like, oh, okay.
No,
because they could just take it.
Well, if somebody hears it and starts writing it, I don't know.
Like me. Go ahead, CP.
You can't just be like, but I said it on a podcast.
I'm good. But I'm just saying, like, it's so many like things that we wish existed. Those are the areas that you need to examine and be like, duh, people would love to see that because we wish it existed. You know what I'm saying? I want to
do a movie of ghosts that haunt apartments. You never hear about a haunted apartment. There's always a haunted house.
There's a whole movie about that.
Fuck.
They do there's so many ghosts in hotels and shit.
It was a whole movie about this woman. It was Reese Witherspoon. And
it's been a bunch of movies about that. I've seen so many haunted apartments. Like what makes you think?
Dion, was that a high idea? He's like, you always hear about a haunted house.
Hey, Dion, I never heard of a haunted apartment.
So you think it ain't no broke ghost? You think all the ghosts got property? You think it ain't no, wow.
Apartments been out for a minute. Niggas been dying since apartments been out.
It's no broke ghost to you?
I never heard of it. I thought they was all doing well.
Wow.
Dion, wait. Haunted trailer park.
Uh-huh.
Haunted Skid Row.
Haunted Skid Row. That's already a ghost story.
Hey,
homeless haunts.
A haunted house.
What?
Like a haunted house, like a Halloween, but really the house is haunted that they're doing the haunted house.
That's been done several times.
Oh, like a.
Hey, leave me and Dion alone. We haven't seen every fucking movie.
Man.
You talking about like Universal Studios?
No.
Yeah. Haunted movie? Haunted house?
It's a haunted house.
But it's really haunted though.
So right? An actor like, jumps out. Like, yeah. Like, and then a real ghost really jumps out.
It's a
haunted.
It's a whole movie that's happened with Eddie Murphy. Called Haunted Mansion.
The more I hate it, but you know what I'm saying? My bad.
How about a haunted halfway house? We've never seen that, man.
They already cracked out, man. They already
halfway
there.
Haunted. That's what it's called.
Has it been a haunted prison? Has it been a haunted prison show?
Walking Dead? No, that's zombies.
Haunted prison, bro. Can you imagine? Because you're trapped. Like, you're in there. You, they don't want to hear that. They're like, it's a ghost in here. Like, shut
Blue
up.
Blue block.
Paranormal prison.
That makes Blue you block. Not want to see it, though.
Boo block.
Hey, man, where you live? I'm on Boo block.
I'm on the Boo man. Block. Oh, shit.
Boo block?
Block is crazy.
That's a good place to keep going with the show. Welcome to another episode of Squadcast. I'm Meg Scoop. Of course, we got the OGs here, Patrick Cloud, CP. Welcome. And Lulu. I'm so sorry, Lou. Girl, please forgive me. I'm over here feeding my child snacks in my
hand. Crabs in a barrel mentality.
And the lovely, incomparable Miss Lulu Gonzalez and our guest today, Dion Lack. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. First topic of the day. Would you rather have Pokemons exist or superheroes exist?
Well, superheroes existing means villains exist, and I don't want to have to worry about Frieza blowing up my house and coming through my ceiling.
You know, Pokemon
are like 6 feet tall.
But ain't there any evil Pokemon? Ain't no battles that be mad extra?
Yeah, but like the worst in a bad Pokemon, like a tree might catch on fire, or like I don't know, like the town square might be in a.
Listen, I see one
in a mob.
Pikachu got really upset and he let off some extra ass shit and blew up some like land. Like that was extra.
The government can kill you can kill Pikachu with a small gun.
You can kill.
He's not fast.
Yo, he's super fast, but I'm just saying, I feel like, I mean, all of these things are trapped in little Pokeballs and stuff
but
like
that.
But
we're not gonna catch them all. You is not gonna
That's
catch
the point.
All.
But you can catch some. Look, you can own a Pokemon, train that nigga to be your Pokemon, use his powers to help you. A superhero, that nigga ain't gotta know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about you for real. If he jumped down and landed and smashed,
you're not
your
included.
Car,
wait, how do you?
Your engine,
but if superheroes are real, doesn't that mean that maybe I could potentially be a superhero one day?
Well, what's the rule? We didn't say that. What's the rule?
You gotta go through some hell. Who was the easiest, like, who became a superhero the easiest? Because all of them suffered a lot. I feel like Spider-Man was the easiest. Batman had his parents murdered and had
okay,
a life of...
But he didn't,
but
didn't
his parents were murdered before he Ra's became a superhero.
Ra's al Ghul definitely beat up Batman. Yeah, he definitely had to go through like a process.
And he went to assassin camp, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But see, Spider-Man...
Hawkeye, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow.
No, Spider-Man just had a headache. Much.
She had to lose her ovaries and had a hysterectomy and.
Mm-hmm. Wolverine went through hell. Captain America went through hell. Who?
He was a criminal.
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? How did he get it though? Like, didn't he just get shot?
His dad had it. He literally is Ant-Man Jr. for real.
No, it wasn't his dad. He stole it from somebody else. Who it was? It's Wasp's dad.
Were you talking about the MCU or the comic movie? Yeah.
I'm talking about the movie. Ain't nobody talking about no goddamn comic.
Because the real Ant-Man was like a woman beater in the comic, right? That's why they left him out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Hank,
yeah Ant-Man Hank was Pym. Throwing ant hands.
What?
He was a terrible person.
Real fat bitches and he was carrying them around. That's why they was addicted to him. Because they was like, a nigga never picked me up like that. But he was an ant. So he was like, bah! But he was very, very abusive. Just like James Brown in that movie.
Oh my god.
That might be the only thing Ant-Man and James Brown have in common.
Remember when him and Jill got came home from that Christmas thing? When he was like, bitch, what'd I tell you? For no reason. That nigga was sporadic.
Speaking of,
happens when you gotta go big, then go small, and go big and go small. Be fucking with your ego.
Yeah. Damn, that is true.
Have you ever seen the show The Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when a dude went down, the gay dude, and then went inside the man's pee hole.
Oh
shit! Oh yeah!
I said, like "Come one. On, man!" I was like, "This is how you open up the season two," and he sneezed and exploded.
That's the episode that stood out to you, huh, Dion?
That was graphic. Into the people.
Two things.
That was my opening. That was my opening show of watching it. Like, what is this? Like, this is season two, wrong one. I was like, "Nigga, this is what I'm talking about."
Jesse T. Usher, who plays A Train.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fast dude. Oh yeah,
the only black dude on the show.
Uh-huh.
Nah.
And y'all want that to exist?
Hell nah.
Niggas be dying.
Pokemon is so controllable. If you look at the how big they are, like Charizard's like 5'7".
But what if they only exist in your eyes? You be crazy ass thinking they like, yo, y'all see that?
Bro, hold Pokemon. On. Y'all not thinking though. Y'all not thinking too. Also, crime changes with Pokemon. Like, what bro, like we murder? Need superheroes because crime is gonna be crazy, right? But if niggas had Pokemon, niggas might put the guns down and start being like, nigga, what's happening? Fighting
their Pokemon against each other?
But I'm just saying, some people would, or the nerds will have Pokemon to protect them from the criminals. And it's like, now criminals got to be more careful because these nerds got Pokemon. These the criminals, they don't have time to catch Pokemon. So now these niggas...
You in the back of the head and take your That's Pokemon. Crazy.
You saying that Pokemon will kill people?
Pokemon would, yeah, if need be, they could be like security or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you Damn. Can use it as a weapon because guess what? It's fair game. Anybody can catch a Pokemon.
No, but you see, I'm
saying, if you ain't caught one, that's your fault. If you're out here defenseless.
What if the Pokemon start to rebel and they be like, man, I don't want to fight no crime for your ass? And they saw the Pokemon revolution.
Lulu, but we're trying to be the very best, like no man ever was.
Wait, hold Wait, on. But, I don't, so I've never watched Pokemon. What?
Because no. he's now singing.
Don't you do that, Pat. You ain't seen
he's
nothing.
He's singing the song to me now.
Well, I'm just go ahead. Go ahead.
Wait, so what happened? So hold on. You get a Pokemon. They're in the ball. They come out when you like fight them against another Pokemon.
They don't show it. Yeah, look at this. You take that bitch home and you go in the basement and you let it out. And you play with it and you train it. You don't just have it in the ball all day.
So are those Easter eggs? You find them somewhere? Like, what is
it? No, you don't. You buy this at a store. Around. And then you go and you find them in the wild and you throw it at them. And you got to hurt them.
You got to hurt them. And then what do you do? Okay, you caught it. And then when does it come out to, like, fight when another one?
All right, it's kind of fucked up, actually. You have to hurt it. It's feeling very slavery right here. You hurt it until it's weak enough to be caught. And then the next time you use him is to hurt something else and make that weak enough so you can catch that.
They're going to rebel. They're going to start a union and they're going to fuck with us no more.
Slave owner.
Bro, right.
Nothing but the Pokemon pimp game and y'all ain't looking at it like that.
Listen.
You have a stable of poles. You understand me? You feel me? You know? And you got the one in your bottom ball. You know what I'm saying?
Your bottom ball,
people would start fucking their Pokemon, though. That would happen. That would happen within the first few months.
They're going to get like emotional attachment. They're like animals, right?
In other news, a man was electrocuted to death of trying to fuck a Pikachu in the ass.
Trying to fuck this.
Fucking Jigglypuffs and stuff.
Yeah. Somebody gonna try to fuck that.
Oh
and
my
then
gosh. That's so messed up. Mm-hmm.
You think, listen, all these people that got furries, they got furry fetishes.
Right.
It's gonna be a dream come true for them.
Until they fuck the wrong one.
You can't fuck your Pokemon and then it's gonna be a whole new thing.
Does any of the Pokemon speak English or?
They can learn.
That's wild.
They can learn English. A couple of them learned. Yeah, it would get bad.
You might have some Pokemon in your family who you don't even know. Like people who, you know what I'm saying? Like some of the originators, they might have left you some Pokemon. And you like, what are these? You open up a chest and it's from one of your great, 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 great. You know what I'm saying? And they, you know, they wrote you a note, Meg.
I'm with Meg. I never watched the show, so it's only one ball.
That's why y'all boring.
Why would anyone watch that above the age?
You collect two, why y'all you are get boring. A second ball.
15.
Meg, don't do that.
We were about 15 when the shit.
Y'all not gonna sit here and put that on me because I didn't watch freaking Pokemon.
You Ooh, know how you to Asian say it. Don't like you don't know how to say it. You know what it is.
I would rather watch Power Rangers than Pokemon.
Hey, there's a new Power Rangers movie though. Trash.
Is it? It's trash.
It's on Netflix.
I mean, what do you expect though? Like, why would it not be trash? Like,
I'm
kind of. I mean, technically the show was trash. We just thought it was cool. But when you watch, you'd be like, this show is horrible.
I ain't gonna lie though. When it, that first Power Ranger movies, them new uniforms, like the metallic, I was like, yo, these niggas are crazy.
Yeah. The ninja.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then
was that the ooze?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That was right up there with the first Ninja Turtle movie, bro. That shit was
like Secret of the Ooze is the best.
Bro.
He was nasty. Ivan Ooze. See, this is what all the fun people were watching, Meg.
Meg
was watching How to Sew Timberlands to make him look real.
Hey, that's
Oh, boy.
That's not a bad idea, though.
Don't How to Sew the Steel Toe Boot.
How to Turn Eastlands into Timberlands.
She was trading time cards, not Pokemon cards.
She was running a dry cleaner.
I got a Pikachu. What'd you get? I got a 5:30 shift on Thursday. You want to trade?
A mess.
Nah, Pokemon would be way more fun because I feel like it would be... There'd be rules really quick. I feel like PETA would outlaw Pokeballs. They'd just be running around and shit. I don't know.
So do you have several balls, Paul?
Hella balls.
You got different kind of balls. You can throw, you got like premium balls, those kind of balls.
But they shrink.
No, you know what? Just and now saying this, I don't even want to do this because my hand-eye coordination to throw is terrible, okay? Because I try to catch a Pokemon and then throw and it don't even hit the Pokemon.
Never, you do a little curve.
The most unsuccessful Pokemon catcher would be me.
You gotta open your eyes.
How many Pokemon can go in one ball?
One. That's so funny. How many Pokemon are we fitting in these Pokeballs? Huh?
And are they sleeping or are they like a lamp?
They turn into light, low key. They turn into like light and then they go in. No one really knows what's going on in the Pokeball. But
it's like the little like genie in a lamp, right?
Yeah, like a genie,
whatever's
lamp.
Happening in a genie lamp, yeah.
So do they know they've been in there for like 10 years? Like, damn, you ain't used me in like 10 years.
I don't know. Those were all questions we had though.
I put a little peanut butter in my ball, just you know what I'm saying? Until we get to the crib, to eat the little peanut butter.
That shit gonna be all messy and shit. That shit gonna be rolling around.
No, man. It's good.
Your Pokemon gonna come out thirsty as hell. They're gonna be like, gonna put some lemonade in there.
I'm gonna take it to the crib. That's what I'm saying. They don't show that, but you gotta go to the crib and take the Pokemon out the ball and like play with it at the crib.
Whoa.
So like the Pokemon don't wanna be in the ball, right?
Hey, I wouldn't think so.
He come out like this, like, who is it? Who is it? No, it's
so
just
you
means
literally like you wanna play like Pokemon. I don't feel right about that.
Yeah.
Literally, well, until Dion starts stuffing 2 and 3 into one Pokemon ball, he's going to be like Section 8 Pokeballs. He's going to have like 10 of them in there.
A haunted Pokeball.
There you go. I don't know. Well, there's literally ghosts in Pokemon, so.
Yeah.
If you catch a ghost, you already got a haunted Pokeball.
Yeah. See, like, literally, they be just hanging out, being all free and shit, and then you just take them out of their natural habitat.
You come through and electrocute them, yep.
Yep.
That is terrible.
That's why they be like, gotta catch them all, like, because they be trying to run away from y'all. Like,
so is there a ball holder? Is it like a nutsack?
You got a backpack.
You got, like, 8 on your hip.
But how do you know which one is which? You throw out the wrong one, like, oh shit,
I don't know how
squirrel.
To do that.
You gotta label them with a Sharpie.
Label, yeah.
I don't know. These are all great questions. I don't know which one this is.
Is there a nigga that sells just the empty balls? Like, okay, what you want? You want the five?
No, there is. There's Marts. There's Marts. You get like little spray bottles and poke. It's a whole bunch of stuff. It's a whole. They answered only a few of your questions though.
There's a Pokédex where you can check to see who you got, who's in stock, like who was who.
In stock. That's
Did I catch him yet? You know what I'm saying?
When you say it out loud, it's a pretty horrible.
It's horrible.
And then you got like, I'm not taking a B, F, or G because I might get into a fight. So let me take L, D, and N. You know what I'm saying? Because I might run into some big niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you can't have them all in your back. You got, like, 60 of them.
I don't know why, but that is the rules. You can only have, like 8 or something.
I'd rather be with the superheroes because I might want to date, like, if there's, like, a Black Flash, you know? Like, that might be cool, you know, date a little superhero here and there.
How you going to know what he's doing? He's fast as hell.
That ain't my problem. Just take
gonna be like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. And meanwhile, he done had sex with 5 women in that in 4 China. Minutes.
In China, niggas in China fucking with in the bathroom.
Hey, listen, as long as he makes time for me, that's all that matters. You know? Do what you do, just don't let me catch you. You know?
Oh, you ain't gonna catch this nigga.
Right, you ain't gonna catch him.
That's fine with me, CP. You ain't gonna have time to get ready. You gonna invite him over. He gonna ding dong.
Like, just take me to Paris real quick. You know, just run my ass to Paris.
No, he could run fast. You got it.
He could take her with you.
Yeah, you Flash can hold you and run.
Yeah.
Hey. I don't know if your body is set up for that though.
It is. He did that to Iris many a times. You could do that to me.
I never gone to a ride.
Them fast ass pumps start hurting. You be like, wait a minute, wait.
Rip my hip flexor.
All right.
Yeah, he's like, ah, I'm done. Was it good for you?
Look, what the fuck?
Like, we didn't even start.
Yeah, I'm just taking off my panties. Nah,
he's sleeping. Keep this though. I don't want to fuck y'all up, but the possibility of us actually seeing superheroes, think about this. We haven't really needed a reason to have superheroes for real. Like crime, regular crime, it's shit that we could regulate ourselves, right? But with the threat of them talking about aliens can make contact.
Space Force.
And the Space Force. What if that awakens like abilities in special people around the planet to be able to fight? Like to be our like, you know what I'm saying? Like
that's like that's the first Avengers. That's literally the first Avengers. When they open up the shit and then they're like, oh, now we got aliens here, man.
Shit, niggas gonna be looking at Elon Musk like, what you got? You got a suit or something?
Elon gonna be like, glad you asked. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you.
Somebody said if all the humans come off of Earth for like 50 years, Earth can reset itself, but we keep fucking it up. Ain't that trash?
That makes sense.
Better figure the fuck out.
Where'd we go?
Yeah, 50 years is a long ass time.
The moon.
I know.
Whole generation.
But if we don't use no energy, we stop, you know, polluting the Earth and all that stuff. They said
I met this rocket scientist who said that they are trying to start building housing on the moon.
Y'all he going?
That shit ain't real. He was just trying to fuck.
He was. And I was like, nigga, this is dumb.
Hilarious.
I'm like, but tell me more.
They built a little project on the moon, a little 15 floor high rise.
That's a different type of stunting.
Come through. To the moon.
I'm an astro architect, baby. Astro architect.
That'd be wild to go outside at night and look at the moon and you see a nigga with it in front of his house like this. Hey, baby Meg.
Hey, what's up? Say hello. Hey, all right, so what are we going with? Are we doing Pokemons existing or superheroes existing? Lulu.
I'm not a superhero.
CP.
Pokemon.
Superhero. Pat.
Ooh, what am I gonna do?
Pointless.
Hey, who was that white woman back there? What was that?
Your camera in the back by the arcades. Like,
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go superheroes because Pokemon sounds like slavery. So looks like superheroes have it. We'll be right back after this.
Hey.
So we were talking about aliens. We might as well do this. Would you rather be abducted by an alien versus go to jail for a crime you didn't commit?
Aliens.
Why?
Because I want to talk to them.
Girl, they ain't trying to talk to you. They trying to get up in your blood and slice you open.
They're not going to slice me open. They're going
to slice you open. And usually
they're going to kill you. They ain't got to talk to you.
You might probe a little bit.
That would be funny to abduct Lulu.
That was hilarious. Girl, they ain't trying to talk to you. They're about to fuck you up.
Hey.
I think aliens got a bad rap, man.
Long misconception of aliens. What if they just want to hang out and kick it?
Right.
And girl, they would not have created a whole space force to fight them if that was the case.
Somebody retarded created the space force. It wasn't nobody that had sense.
Nothing. I'm just saying. I'm not doing anything like going to prison for any fucking thing, especially some shit I didn't do. It's out of fucking, that's out of pocket. Like, I'm going to get abducted. Whatever happens, it's not my responsibility anymore. I've been abducted. I don't know nobody no business.
Wait, what if the nobody crime is not severe?
I am abducted. I am
gutted. What if they just abducted you because they wanted to feel what pussy tastes like?
Guess what? Guess
what? They bring you up and you're like, cool. And they're like, bend your ass over.
I'm like, okay, it's been a while.
It's just waves of aliens trying to eat my ass. Listen, dog.
Listen. An alien trying to eat my ass. That is a good day. I don't know what y'all talking about, but an alien eating my your ass cheeks, would be a good fucking day.
Face cheeks clapped for who 30 years.
This narrative, man. Aliens got a bad rap of probing people.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Why were they doing that then?
What Catholic client was like, yeah, aliens have touched me in the butt. That's happened before.
But why is so many people saying that then?
Listen, that was your priest. Hold on. It's 8 billion people on the planet. These niggas chose me, which means that they did their research. They know I'm not with that bullshit.
No, nigga, you were just outside at the wrong time.
It's too many people. Nigga, I'm not even tall. Nope, it's not even me. They did their research. They knew who I am.
Exactly. If they
they abducted me because they want to laugh.
They
want to have a good time.
They don't get your references.
They don't dissect your eyes, CP. Like, you think they over there want to hear you laugh.
I'm going to be over there doing shows. Alien hoes can't keep their hands off me. All kinds of in my trailer.
I'll be right with you, CP. Can I feature for you?
Like, these bitches going crazy. Next show is in 20 minutes. Close my trailer door, boom. Alien hoes at the door. I'm like, damn, bitch. Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm on live on their planet. Like, yeah, what up? Yeah, the concert was cool. You know what I'm saying? It's lit for me.
I'm with you, CP. What if I don't know, these alien men might have like 2 dicks or 3 dicks. Or maybe they got like, listen, you know,
y'all gonna come back ravaged.
Listen.
Right.
Listen, though, nothing about prison can be dope. There are possibilities on this spaceship that can be dope.
Wait, what's the crime though? What's the crime though? You doing, how much time you doing?
Any nigga, 4 days. I can't do that.
I did no time.
Niggas gonna be jealous. Oh, you getting out in 4 days? Oh, no, nigga. No, dog. I don't want to be there.
Let me give you a send off real quick before you get out tomorrow. Let's give you a send off.
Yeah, I wouldn't do well in jail for any days.
I kind of feel like ass probing is involved with both of these scenarios.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting probed.
Hey, but hold on, it's a jail, y'all. You know, you don't go to jail. Is not the same thing as prison.
Okay, so you're specifying jail.
Well, that's what it says. Jail
be worse.
You can't compare jail to alien abduction. I feel like it has to be prison alien abduction.
But the way you made it seem like it's fun alien abduction and not sex.
It's gonna be lit. Abduction. It's gonna be lit.
Y'all gonna be
a great view. They're gonna show me all the other Earths and shit. This gonna be a good day.
Lulu, can I tell y'all a secret though? Why I know I'm gonna be straight when the aliens come get me?
What's up?
Yeah.
You look around.
Because I'm going to snitch. Like, nigga, when they pick me up, I'm going to be like, nigga, y'all, what y'all want to know? Nigga, Earth is, nigga, look, everybody fucked up. Nigga, look, Joe Biden, sleepy as in the motherfucker. He ain't shit. We can just take the White House tonight. If y'all want to take the White House tonight,
They ain't trying to hear none of that. They were like, bend over. We didn't fly all this time to pick you up and have a great time out.
Nigga, I'm
like, what else, CP? What else? Okay.
Nigga, I'm snitching, dog.
I'm not opposed to space and chill, you know? Have a little.
Hey. So look, I'm trying to tell. Wait, stop. I'm trying to tell y'all. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, they got,
he give me the socks with the grip on it.
They keep trying to stick their finger in your mouth. Like, I'm trying to tell you, hey, come on, man, stop that. I'm trying to tell you about Earth. No, come on, bro. Hey, stop that.
I'm driving them niggas to DC. You understand me? I'm driving them to the White House. Like, nigga, boo, let me drive.
I don't think they'd come all the way out here to pick us up and just show us a good time. I feel like
What if they have they're like, yo, we got a bad rap, so we trying to revamp our, you know, our name. So we out here just like abducting people for the goodwill and like let them know that we not just here to fuck you. We gonna fuck you and show you have a good time. Like,
what?
So that's, I got a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yeah, no, it would be there. It'd be like an alien version of their sex song.
Lil Wayne is there. Lil Wayne, like, don't even worry about it. Tonight's gonna be a good. I got a feeling. Water good. Tonight. It's lit as fuck. Y'all down here on Earth, worry about going to work. Nigga, no, I'm abducted.
DP gonna be telling jokes while they lighting candles. Like, yeah, funny guy.
Yeah. You in the middle of a sacrifice. He spread eagle in the middle of a sacrifice. Like, what's happening?
It's gonna be like the old Bugs Bunny cartoon. He gonna be in there and they gonna be pouring soup on him. And
they not gonna want to fuck me or eat me, bro.
Like, this is a good ass tub. This is a nice tub.
All right, you don't know that. Look, big eyes might be a delicacy in their culture.
I'm excited. I'm waiting for the aliens. Come get me. Let's go somewhere. What are we gonna do? Let's do something. Let's have a good time. Cool.
Shit. They wouldn't even. Nigga, out of man. Look, whatever.
I feel like aliens got a bad rap. What if they do want to do positive stuff? They want to give you massage.
Yeah, them aliens will fuck you up. You, they come to get you. Smooth head. Oh, yeah. They go, you know what I'm saying? Oh, nigga with a smooth head. My braids, they might think I'm an avatar.
You said smooth head. They playing duck goose with my head? Like,
nigga.
Oh, yeah. Boy,
head.
Hey, that'd be crazy.
Like, alien head. So
you got the whole Wayne head outfit on.
But time moves differently out there, so you could be getting smashed by aliens for like 20 minutes, and then you come back to Earth. It's been 100 years. Everybody you know is gone. Nobody believes you.
Why is your only alien scenario about race?
God damn! Why can't it be some alien hoes? You don't.
Either way, you getting disrespected.
You don't be believing in niggas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Heard a story. Everybody gets probed in the booty. Never heard of anybody going out there and getting fellatioed.
Alien hoes would be the sneakiest hoes. You know what I'm saying? You would never know. That's why you don't know. Because, you know what I'm saying? We don't know the mysteries.
I'm just saying. I'll
hang you from your dick
hole. I'm down
hole.
For a little probing. Give me a little probe. Big probe. Medium probe.
See,
what if it was an alien like in the movie Nope? They just wanted to eat you.
Oh, I ain't seen Nope.
The whole shit. Yeah.
You ain't seen Nope?
Nope.
Nope.
You know what? I don't like imagining horrible scenario. I think that's what it is. Like, I like to, it's like, dog, I'm going to make the best out of the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Even if I got to get on their team and be like, look, I'm not good for this, but let's go find a nigga. And I'll show y'all where they at. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to Atlanta.
They gonna give you some good alien clothes. You gonna have a fly ass outfit, probably a new ass gun from the future. Like, I'm down to record.
Why do you think you guys getting hooked up there?
Right.
Because we're making the best out of the situation.
I'm not that nigga.
Like, what size are you? Look, you look like you about a medium shirt. Come on.
I'm gonna take you where y'all can probe some niggas at. I'm not probing. I'm flat out. You're not
probing. They gonna listen to you. Why?
Listen. Because I'm
sock. Vibes, man. We got good vibes.
They
don't
sock nothing. They gonna sock you in your booty hole. You the first one to go.
No, I'm not. I'm fighting for my shit. Niggas ain't finna just hypothetically put me in no goddamn scenario.
But wait, what if the crime?
I'm fighting.
Like...
I'm not finna just submit.
Talk CP to gonna be he gonna be dropped shit. Off naked with his hair under, just like they got me. They got me. His hearts are gonna be all wide, like
you don't even know these aliens. could look like the sexiest person you've ever seen. It's just a whole bunch of them look like that. You don't know. And they probably got different ass fingers. Like, that's it. Like, you don't know what these aliens really look like. Why are you trying to wish the worst?
Wait, but what if the crime that you got, like, you are taking the rap for is, like, jaywalking, a bunch of jaywalking tickets?
Hey, that's how you, I hate
that's legal
do
now.
This.
That ain't
let
illegal
me get
no
this
more.
Straight. Let me get this straight. It's either aliens fucking me and putting me in a soup, or it's me going to jail for jaywalking. Y'all are not even fair, dog. Like, that's not
even. And jaywalking ain't even illegal anymore, man.
Come on, dog.
Wait, is that just in Cali or that's like federally? I don't know. Is that everywhere?
Federally, they don't care. It's just Cali.
I guarantee you try to jaywalk across the 405, your ass getting arrested.
That would be impressive more than anything.
Hey, just so y'all know, they passed a law on this last ballot. It went over. Jaywalking is no longer like a crime or something.
Yeah,
like
they just that finalized that back in February.
Yeah, they
it should
so
be.
What if you got convicted of it January 31st?
They gonna throw that shit out the window. They got murder cases to deal with, man.
Why is it called jaywalking? Because if you did a jaywalk, you'd be back in the street. You'd be going out there and go back out.
Oh, shut up. Boo.
Move this man.
Tomato.
Y'all see, y'all was talking about me too long, and look at what Dion did. You got the courage to say something like that. And now he's back at square one.
People in the comment section gonna appreciate that one. Come on, man, let me live.
CP, you already know anything with aliens, I'm with you, bro. Like,
they just man,
they hate it. They don't know the alien lifestyle.
Well, I'm picking aliens anyway. I knew that from the beginning.
Yeah, you want to get probing your booty too? Look at
that. Enough black people.
How you gonna lay out all the scenarios and be like, "You stupid"? I would do it. I'm
right in it. I knew that from the beginning, but
yeah. All right, well, we all pick. Wait, what about you, Dion?
Gonna come back with a tramp stamp, like you know what it is.
Of the galaxy. He had a tramp stamp of the galaxy on his back.
They put a map on your back while they were hitting it.
Okay, wait. So, Dion, are you doing, you're going to do which one?
What's the timeline for both of them?
The same amount of time.
A week. 4 days? 4 days?
No, we'll say a year for both.
A month.
Damn.
They're both the same time.
Think about knowing that it's aliens. You ain't got to worry about no conspiracy no more. At least. Okay, let's say, you know, whatever. You know, they got you up and they felt you up. They drop you off. Now you know they exist. You're like, man, I ain't watching none of that bullshit yet. Trust me, they out here. Niggas gonna see. Trust me. You know
what I'm
saying?
Watch it more.
No,
you wouldn't. You'd be like, dog, because it's too much skepticism. Once you know, you'd be like, dog, I'm not about to.
Yeah, you gonna see a shooting star and be like, oh, that's Roger.
That's right. The
I would tell them to drop me off publicly so everybody could see me get out, like,
Nah, they're gonna say that's the one stipulation. We can't do that.
What?
We can't make it public. We not Why gonna not? Have the work because that's their whole allure. Like
prison be public. They be there be hella videos of them niggas walking out with the bag and saying what up to their homies.
What?
You never seen a video of a nigga getting out of prison? So I think that if they get
the
that
you want the aliens to do that?
I want them to give my stuff in a bag. And I want them to drop me off in front of the White House so that I could talk about my experience. No one's going to believe me.
You know what? They're going to drop you off with that little bag.
Get in the back seat and lay down on his stomach.
They're going to drop you off with a bag of residual cum. That's all that's going
to
be.
Oh, now it's back to that?
No, they're going to drop you off with a stick with a little red bag on the end at the White House. And you can be like, hey, guys. I gotta tell you about my whole situation. They're gonna be like, leave us alone, homeless man, with your.
Listen, I don't know about y'all, but in my alien situation, I'm fucking them. I don't care what y'all say. We having a good time. When else am I gonna be able to fuck an alien?
Girl, you gonna end up with alien herpes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what your diet's like, man. Your diet has changed, the viruses, the bacteria's changed.
Some of the most negative.
Well, it looks like we're all getting abducted by aliens. We'll be right back after this.
You pick prison?
I'm going to jail.
You going to prison? It's too many black people there. That's fine. You go to prison, we're going to aliens. Okay.
Got them prison glasses on already. If you hit a man and time his wounds, shall heal.
You all just want somebody to look at him and be like, I want you.
No. Have you ever been like vegan?
Now, we can
have you ever been like a
way.
Vegetarian or vegan for like a month and you go back? Can you imagine what your diet is going to be like? You're going to be shitting like a mug, yo. You come back like...
in aliens?
You surviving off of alien foods and the air, the habitat.
They dust the fucking hamburger for you. They got you. They can get some food for you. Nigga, this is what you eat. They gonna feed you what you eat.
You will be like Simba. Listen,
hold on. Think about this, Dion. When you get a hamster, you go to the store and get hamster food. Yeah, what they eat? Seeds. Nigga, they gonna come back with all kind of Chick-fil-A for you. The aliens already here. They wear human skin. They gonna go get all kind of food for you.
It's gotta be better than prison food.
Technology is light years in advance. They can have a whole Chick-fil-A menu on the ship. You just gotta
beam it up.
Do you think Simba went back to meat eating when he came back with Pumbaa and Timon? He like, nah, I fuck with the bugs.
We better.
No. Listen, he stayed on them bugs, man. He ate bugs for like 16 years and said, I'm not eating no cantaloupe.
Dion, hold on, bro. I'm going to need you to grow up. He was the only lion over there with all of them niggas eating bugs. When he came back, he had to be the king of Prior Rock. You think all them lioness bitches was looking at this thing? We not eating no goddamn bugs, Simba. I don't give
he
a fuck.
He was eating. He was first a vegan.
No, they were, no, he was not. He didn't have, he had 10... Lioness in his brain, you gotta fuck all these lionesses. He gotta have energy. He need a steak, nigga.
Lionesses are the hunters, so they were the ones.
Nigga, Simba beat Uncle Scar eating bugs. He had all the energy.
Off of adrenaline, okay? Nigga, that wasn't off of the bugs.
Uncle Scar was a nicotine fiend. Nigga, he was a crackhead uncle. All Simba did was grow up. He was half the size of Mufasa. Lion King 2. Simba was big as hell.
He was still eating bugs, though, with the homies.
I didn't watch Lion King 2.
Bro, he would fuck a bug up every now and then because he was from that. But, nigga, you think his wife was making bug for dinner? You think they just the laughing stock of the whole shit.
They was eating Pumbaa. Pumbaa's whole family probably got washed behind the scenes. That's why he's hanging out with Timon.
Hey, Pat Pumbaa, hey, Simba, my daughter was out here yesterday.
She's Hakuna Matata, walks away.
Hey, Timon had a whole song about eating Pumbaa.
Yeah.
He had a whole song about the eating his homie. Like,
pour some bacon. Yep.
That's why that nigga was hanging out with Timon. They ate all his niggas.
Yeah.
They were the last.
All right, y'all. That's it.
Let me get a 12-pack of Timon's.
All right, well, it looks like the alien abduction has it. We'll be right back after this. Okay, last topic of the day. Would you rather transform into any existing animal or transform into any existing human?
Damn, that's a good one. Human seems like it would be more useful, but animal is like if you want to fly real quick.
but how long are you transforming?
The same amount of time.
What is illegal?
Whatever it is for you to make your decision.
5 minutes.
It could be a day. It could be 5 minutes. Whatever it is. In each scenario, you're that person or that animal for the same amount of time.
That's very illegal to transform into the president and then do a podcast. You can do it for all evil.
That's the first thing you would do is just get your guests up, your guest stars.
No,
up.
What I'm saying is like,
get your followers up. Everybody go follow Dion. Like, who's the president?
That would be tight. That would be crazy. Hey, this is Barack Obama. Make sure you follow Patrick Cloud. You be hot.
Listen. Why would you use the positive? Listen,
I need y'all to follow Lulu Gonzalez.
I want all y'all to do is positive. Everybody gonna use it for evil. How would you transfer to a person and do it in a positive way?
George Bush does not like black people. That's basically what that is.
Anytime you transfer to another person, you're going to use it for evil.
I only thought of evil stuff.
That's not true.
Give me a positive scenario.
Nigga, I get pulled over by the police. True, white guy. Hey, how's it going?
No. You think it's going to work if you did something illegal?
Yeah.
Yes, nigga.
Maybe.
Especially if I'm wanted, now I'm more of it to somebody who's not wanted.
So it only works for illegal stuff? You would only want to be somebody else if you did illegal stuff?
No. Let's say I'm throwing somebody a surprise birthday party. I don't want them to know. So first I'm going to transfer into like the waiter. Come on, guys, sit right here. And then I'm sitting right here. I'll be right back. And then
that's a good positive one.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Very deceitful. A surprise party.
What if you want to be Spider-Man for your kid for Halloween, but your kid is kind of like, so you got to be the real Spider-Man. So you come as Toby, and then you put your mask on.
Oh, where's my dad at? I want a picture here with my dad. You like, give me a second.
Said no kid
I'll
ever.
I'll be right back.
Where's Spider-Man? I want my dad as Spider-Man in his picture. I'm sorry, son. I was very deceitful.
A child would never say that. They'd be like, I got Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Right. My dad needs to be here.
Kid ever in life. Like,
right.
Yeah, no watch kid. Too much Good Times. James needs to be there. They had James there.
But what if it was like a day? You turn into this person or you turn into the animal for a day. Does that change your view?
No.
Animals.
I still don't know which one I would do.
Animals be getting killed. They can't explain it. You know what I'm saying? So let's say like I'm morphing to an eagle, but I really don't quite know how to fly, and I land on the freeway and I can't be like, wait. And they'd be like,
what if you can talk? Can you still talk?
That'd be hard.
No, I think you're like actually whatever that thing is, that's what you are. That's what you talk like them, you sound like them.
Right.
Yeah, what if you do get hunted? Like you turn into a bird and a bigger bird eats you and you trying to turn back. But
that could be the same thing. You turn into somebody and they get killed like the day that you're in them. That could be the same exact scenario.
That's way less likely. Animals kill each other all the time.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me? There is a mass shooting in America every day.
But ain't nobody want to turn into one of those. I'm gonna turn into like.
I'm
Beyonce.
Saying you don't know what's gonna happen to you. I'm saying we'd have to take
Beyonce
that out of there
because kill. She gonna be all right. She
every scenario okay. includes that. What if it was? Hold on. I kind of want to be like a whale so I can see what really is in the ocean.
Why a whale?
Because they can like nobody's really messing with them in the ocean. They don't. They're
you
not really
prey. Like an killed. Animal with no shoulders. So I just want to just.
I want to swim without this part.
I want to just let it go.
I know what it's like to swim past.
I want to just let it go.
Yo, Meg, out of all the animals, you picked the one with no shoulders, yo.
But they do got a humpback.
Right.
Hey, I want to keep speaking English, though, because imagine seeing a whale breach and he say something before he go down.
He's like, what up?
What's up, y'all?
What up?
That'd be hard. Whale watching would be so exciting. Hey, yo, what's good?
You see a dolphin be like, hey, what's good, y'all? Y'all chilling?
All right, I'm going back down now.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm picking animal, absolutely. That'd be so fun. I don't want to turn into a nigga that exists.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be like a cheetah or like a lioness or something like that. I want to see how fast I can run. I want to hunt.
How long do you stay?
However long. A day. I think we're doing a day.
Let's just say a day.
You get a whole Netflix special called Turning Into Shit, and every episode will just be like, pigeon. All right, this is me as a pigeon. You be going crazy on YouTube.
Or yeah, somebody record you while you that animal, and then you got like right. fame. Like, you're like, yo, that was me when I was
a kid. Have a watch on? Do you know when you not going to turn back? Like, imagine you be the lion, and all of a sudden, like, oh, I'm a human now. Like, oh, shit.
You a lion with a watch on?
Or you swam too far out and then you turn back into a damn human and you like off the coast of fucking Tahiti.
Help!
Nah, that'd be trash. But I guess
I timed it wrong.
I was doing military time.
Or are you doing a speech as Obama and you turn back? You turn back into you. Oh, you see your hand tattoos?
Oh, y'all know who I am now? I'm sorry. I lied to y'all. but still follow Dion Lack, please.
Free help. Y'all seen that shit last week where that president had that mask wrinkle in the back where it was Joe Biden, but he turned his neck and it was like clearly like a rubber mask that somebody was wearing.
That's creepy. Skinwalkers.
Aliens. I don't know if they're skinwalkers, but I think it's like impersonators.
That'd be funny. Well, like, just, what you say?
I was like, he's probably sick or something, and they got a double, like a body double.
But well, he's probably think about dead
because
like,
he's really old.
And he got somebody is.
It's like one of those Mission Impossible masks.
But those were like top of the line. If you imitating our president on TV and you got a damn Scooby-Doo mask that's rolled up at the bottom, like, there's no way.
I'm just saying.
It was last minute. It was last minute. And the heat started to make it flap up.
Joe Biden hasn't said a full sentence since I've seen him in president. Like, that nigga, everything, he'd be like,
And he's trying to think.
Yeah, he'd be like, you know, computers are like a... Look, you like pets, you like dogs, you like animals. You like, you're just like, bro.
Did you see the video where he was talking about, he's like, when I was a young boy, people used to make fun of my legs being hairy. And they'd go in the water, and then we go to the pool, and they go like this to my leg, and they go all the way straight. And then they come back up. He's like, and ever since then, and he just started going off a tangent. He was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What the hell? Why were people touching your legs in a public pool?
Senile at this point.
He is dying before our eyes.
That's dementia kicking in.
All right, so what y'all going with? What was the topic? Are you going to turn into any animal or animal?
Remember the Animorphs covers? It'd be like a nigga turning into a rat. I'll make a whole book series. It's just me turning into different stuff.
I'm turning into humans.
Who you turning into?
A man with hair?
Patrick, you gonna be Patrick?
Turn into Al Sharpton.
He's like, I missed this.
All right, Pat, you said an animal.
Animal.
DP.
And yeah, I probably turned into an animal. You know what I'm saying?
You already a frog.
Oh boy.
That was her little get back for the shoulder thing.
It was.
The shoulder shit was so good, and she knew it too. She couldn't even say nothing. Just to be free like that.
All right. Fine. You're going to be in corners. Ancestors. You know what I'm toes. Saying? Got it.
To just
but
be
the
free.
Big shoulder should help in that case, you know?
All right, Lulu, what you doing?
Animal.
I'm doing animal as well. Looks like the animals have it. Thank y'all so much for watching another episode of All Deaf Squadcast Versus. We do this every week. Please put any suggestions for topics that we should debate right at the bottom in the comments. Thank you so much to our OGs, Miss Lulu Gonzalez, CP, Patrick Cloud, and Dion Lack, our guest. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.